Welcome to the Sensible Socialist Podcast, a podcast for the rational left.
We need to unite and work together if we're all going to get through this.
Sounds like socialism to me.
The amount of people I see talking about socialism positively is actually staggering.
Do you think, do you really think that a proletarian revolution is just around the corner in America?
Grab your pitchforks and stab your mayor.
No hero Obama.
He's not my hero. How heroic he does.
If Bernie Sanders were president, right, and he wanted to bring the same ideas for socialism into this country, do you think that we would benefit? But I just told you Venezuela's eating rats.
But I just want people to have health care. I don't want,
Same thing Hugo Chavez.
Oh my god.
You people have, worms in your brain, honestly.
Welcome to the Sensible Socialist Podcast, a podcast for the rational left. I'm your host, Kevin Gustafson. And this week, I want to talk about something that's obviously been in the news and is something that's something consistently in the news in the United States of America, which is mass shootings. And it's something that, granted, is not only an American thing. There was the mass shooting in Australia, and there's been obviously other attacks and stuff like that in other places in the world, but it is, with the frequency that it happens, a uniquely American thing to have mass shootings every week. And we've just recently experienced two in the span of 24 hours. That was El Paso and Dayton, and there's been a few since then. And so it's been on the news and the tongues of many Americans and people around the world. Every time one of this happens, the Onion satirical magazine always comes out with the headline, "No way to prevent this," says country where this only happens. And I think that is what I basically want to talk about today. I want to talk about what I think is the underlying cause and what I think is the solution to the mass shooting problem in particular the United States. So what you'll hear in most commentary spheres is that this is related to Donald Trump's rhetoric, that this there's been an increase in hate crimes and the mass shootings always, most often have some kind of racial or otherwise discriminatory basis, and that this is ultimately something related to Donald Trump. Now, that's a flavor of the week, and I'm not saying that there is not some connection between the covert and sometimes overt racism in the White House and people feeling a little bit freer to be racist. But I think the idea that there's a causal relationship rather than just a correlation between these things is a bit problematic. So what is happening? I think what's happening is that you have a society. We have to pull back and look at this at 10,000 feet. And remember that we have a society, specifically an economic system, and the economic base and the political superstructure and social and cultural superstructure that exists on top of that economic base is one that promotes inequality, alienation, frustration, social disconnection, social division, and creates especially in the sort of late stage of modern finance monopoly capitalism that we're in, a decadent, commodity fetishized society that, with the introduction of things like social media, can be extremely difficult for an individual, especially an individual who already may have some latent mental health issues, to navigate. And so that's the base existence that we all have to deal with, that we live in a society that is incredibly disconnected from what it is to be in some ways a human being and the kind of connections that are important for flourishing human life. So a certain amount of people are like hardy enough and been strong enough to deal with these kinds of things. I mean, human beings are incredibly adaptable animals, and we can adapt to all kinds of terrible situations. And so for a lot of people, that's what is the underlying basis, I think, behind the whole pull them up by your bootstraps and rugged individualism. This comes from a history of liberalism, where the most important thing in the world is the individual, and that there's the virtue of pulling yourself up. And I think that permeates a lot of certainly Western societies, but you think all around the world, I think it's a virtue that liberalism comes along with capitalism. And as capitalism comes into the absolute dominant economic system around the world, so too does its ideology. And that is definitely this kind of liberal individualism. And so I think for a lot of people, it's a badge of honor to be able to experience the disconnection, alienation, frustration that everyone feels in as capitalist, as workers in a capitalist system. But they are able to handle that, and that is a badge of honor. There are increasingly numbers of people who are not able to handle the kind of consequences of particularly late stage monopoly finance capitalism, in which the individual worker is less and less important, even though they are more and more productive, and that obviously most of us are not doing jobs that we genuinely want to do, but are having to do it because that's how we pay the bills. Now, I think this is a really important component to what is behind these mass shootings and crimes of violence, like we see these expressions of absolute, I mean, one may say evil and the other may say despair. And I think it is in some ways a little bit of both. But I think if you're someone who has a certain disposition and a certain mental frame, and you have to contest with the rigors of capitalistic social relations, you may not be able to handle it very well. And if there is no support system, no way of making you feel more human and like you're actually a genuine participant in the society, then what is the expectation that you have of individuals? There is going to be a certain number of individuals, especially with the great numbers of them that there are in the world, who will simply engage in socially destructive and personally destructive behaviors. And those are going to be both violent to the individual who has those feelings and violent to other people who may be around them. And so these are the consequences of a society that does not provide for the individual, yet claims the individual is the most important thing. This is a consequence of the modern system of capitalism that we live in. But the question really still is, why does it happen with the frequency it happens in the United States? And I think that is a really important point, that this is something that happens, the disconnection, the alienation, the frustration, the social disconnection, these are all the inequality, these are all things that happen around the world and exist almost everywhere. And so you're going to have people who are seriously struggling in this environment and don't necessarily commit mass shootings in other places in the world. So what's the deal? I think that there are two main reasons why it happens in the United States in a way that it doesn't happen in the rest of the world. The first is that we have a ridiculous healthcare system, and particularly mental healthcare system. And if you haven't heard the episode, there is an episode previously where I talked about both healthcare and also mental health. And I personally have, I think, suffered some of the consequences of the combination of seriously feeling alienated and frustrated and disconnected and not given opportunities with a latent mental health situation. And you put those two together and it is an explosive combination. So when you have a huge amount of people who are already alienated, working at jobs that are bare subsistence and have little access to mental health care, you're going to have a lot of people who are getting worse and worse and worse and going down the toilet drain and have no way of getting out. So there are, in ways that there are not in other industrialized Western countries and even Eastern countries all around the world, where you are provided a certain base modicum of health care, including mental health care, that is going to be a net which picks up a lot of people who would otherwise do incredibly outrageous acts of violence, which mass shootings are. I think that if you had a much better mental health screening system and access to it, that people like the El Paso and Dayton shooters, with their behavior before the shooting, would have been identified and been able to access the kind of health care that they needed, because only a person with mental health issues is going to commit these kinds of crimes. It isn't just the mental health issue that they have that is the problem, but it is definitely a contributing cause. Nobody, quote-unquote, normal is going to do this. I think that's something that we should genuinely recognize, even those of us that may have these underlying mental health issues. But there's a big second component to all of this. Guns. And the access to high-capacity magazines. That, in some ways, is the major difference between the United States and other countries. The ability and availability of guns, the ease at which a person can purchase a high-capacity magazine for a high-powered, long-range rifle is astounding. Now, I have a nuanced opinion about guns, frankly. I have shot my fair share of guns, and I have enjoyed doing it, and I think it's an important skill, because it can be useful in certain circumstances. I think people who hunt for food, it may be a necessary thing to be able to handle it. And they are things that you will find in the world. And so being able to handle weapons and know what to do with them is an important skill. That being said, the ability to get a high-powered weapon of war with a high-capacity magazine in the range of 100 rounds, which is what was used in one of these latest mass shootings, you have the ability to do just unbelievable kinds of damage in a tiny amount of time. And you have different things like bump stocks and other additions. You have the ability to make semi-automatic weapons, fully automatic, if you know what you're doing. Yes, it's illegal, but who's going to find out before you pull the trigger? The ease at which you can get these guns is unbelievable and in many ways unjustifiable. There are a lot of reasons and a lot of discussions as to why people have the feeling about the guns that they do in the United States. You hear about the Second Amendment and the pioneer culture and, frankly, war and extermination of Native Americans, which is seriously a reason why we have the kind of gun culture that we do, all come together to create this ridiculous force in Washington, D.C., in terms of politicians being bought and sold by the gun lobby. And the gun manufacturers in the United States are an incredible political and economic force. Guns are some of the largest exports that the United States has, and its ability, you know, the United States' ability to make arms deals, knowing what it can produce in terms of weaponry, is also should not be discounted in terms of the creation of the gun culture that we have in the United States. So you have a double situation where you have people who have latent mental health issues in a society that is incredibly alienating, disconnecting, unequal, and frustrating, and you do not give them the access to the mental health professionals who may be able to help them deal with that situation and potentially even change it, and the access to those people to instant objects that can make you feel powerful with the ability to do an incredible amount of damage in a tiny period of time, which comes with it fame and notoriety. I think if you put all of these together, it should be no surprise why you have mass shootings in the United States of America in the frequency that you do. It's fairly obvious that this is a natural reaction of the kinds of things that go on in the United States. And so if you want to wonder who's responsible for these mass shootings, well, there's two sides of the coin. One is the person who commits the act is obviously guilty of the act. At the same time, you have to understand that there is an economic system with a social system built on top of it that fundamentally doesn't care about the individual. Now, its ideology is all about that, but it fundamentally doesn't care. And so, in a society that is trying to maintain what may be left of laissez-faire capitalism, which is the United States, as compared to social democracies in Europe and other places around the world, you're going to have the consequences of the closest thing to a free market that we have in the world. And I think that that is going to be massive violence. And you have, in the United States, the attempt at maintaining this laissez-faire, as a laissez-faire system as you can, and the history of genocide and enslavement that comes along with it, and the gun culture that it creates, makes fertile ground for the perpetration of mass shooting after mass shooting after mass shooting. So this problem is difficult. There are many different reasons why this happens. But there is not, it's not simply the responsibility of the individual who commits the act. It's not merely people who are motivated by evil intentions alone. It isn't. It's people with latent mental health disorders in a society that is alienating, frustrating, disconnecting, and unequal, who have access to high-powered weaponry and high-capacity magazines, and have no access to a mental health care system that might be able to make them feel better. That's why we have those issues. And I think that it is the fairest leftist critique of these mass shootings to say, the gun issue is complicated because I want to have access to a means of defending myself against forces, whether they be government or otherwise, who may not have my best interest in heart. And the only way that I can defend myself is through a high-powered weaponry. But I think that having those available in the way that they are available, not having strict licensure and regulations on storage and those kinds of things, that the consequences are going to be mass shootings. And until we, at minimum, figure out a way to get people access to mental health care, or at minimum a way to reduce the availability of high-powered weaponry and high-powered magazine and high-capacity magazines, then we're going to experience these mass shootings. They are going to be the natural consequences of our decisions to not do anything. So until we decide to address these issues in a fundamental way, namely with systemic change of our economic base, then these things are still going to happen. I wish I had better news about this, but frankly, there's not a lot of good news. All right, well, that's a short episode this week. Just wanted to get my feelings out about these mass shootings. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to send an email to sensiblesocialistpodcast@gmail.com. Check out our website, sensiblesocialist.com, and you can find us on the different social media platforms as well. Hope you're enjoying the episodes, and let's get in touch.